Let's move on to the relapsed and refractory setting for CLL. And let's first turn to the audience poll questions and the review and responses of experts. So reimbursement and regulatory issues aside, which second-line therapy would you recommend for a 60-year-old patient with IGVH-mutated CLL who doesn't have 17p deletion or TP53 mutation, who initially responded to FCR as upfront therapy and then experienced disease progression 3 years later? So it looks like the vast majority of the audience would use ibrutinib, a few that would use venetoclax and rituximab in this particular situation. And when we poll our experts, it looks like a little bit of a split between those two in terms of patients who had FCR as their upfront therapy in terms of venetoclax, rituximab, or ibrutinib. So Dr. Wyack, tell us a little bit about why you would use ibrutinib in this situation.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that both of these responses are correct, and I don't think that we really have any data to tell us that one is really better than the other. My preference for ibrutinib in this setting comes from, you know, they're a young patient, they're likely to tolerate it fairly well, they have very good risk features, so they're likely to go a very long time without relapsing. And we do have more data long-term with ibrutinib than with venetoclax rituximab, and we have more data for the sequence of ibrutinib than venetoclax rather than the other way around.
And Dr. Weirdo, why venetoclax rituximab in this particular situation and when someone relapses after FCR?
I mean, I can make an argument for either treatment. Venetoclax is a fixed duration treatment, so I think this patient is young and could benefit from a fixed duration treatment and coming off therapy after a couple years on venetoclax. It has activity, but like I said, and I agree with Jennifer, you can make an argument for either strategy. And there's not data that says one is better than the other.
And it looks like universally across the group of experts, if someone had ibrutinib as their frontline therapy, that venetoclax-based regimen would be utilized in the relapse setting, with the majority thinking the combination of venetoclax-rituximab in the relapse setting would be the preferred choice.